With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. 2018 saw robust beef demand, but will that carry over through 2019? Large supplies, record exports, and trade concerns, just a few of the topics that dominated the beef headlines in 2018. Amidst all these factors, U.S. calf and yearling prices showed relatively consistent strength throughout the year. Michael Kelsey is with the State Cattlemen's Association and says the industry is hopeful to see a repeat.
International and domestic demand for 2018 holistically has been very good. We've got a product that people around the world like. We're competitive. And of course, with a dollar exchange rate in place, it's been favorable for us in that sense. Domestic wise, when President Trump came in and the tax cut package, more people have more money in their pockets. So they change what they eat, and beef benefits from that. And domestic demand has been very strong as well. Really positive in that sense. We're hoping that carries forward, obviously, into 2019, and we'll see and hopefully position ourselves for that.
In the economic game of supply and demand, experts say the past few years have been a demand-driven environment where stronger-than-expected beef demand led to stronger-than-expected calf and yearling prices. And looking ahead, slower herd growth numbers begin to paint a brighter picture for both 2019 and 2020 if domestic demand and exports continue to grow. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.